We're looking at Matthew 6, 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Are you a frustrated Christian? You don't seem to accomplish what you set out to do. Your goals are frequently missed. Your victories seem to be short-lived. Your Christian life is going nowhere. And the joy of the Lord eludes you. You don't have to live that way. Notice in Matthew 6, 24, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." In James 1, 8, James said, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So let me ask you something else. Why do you get frustrated in your Christian life? Perhaps it is to be found in these verses that I have quoted today. We're going to notice several things. Number one, no man can serve two masters. Number two, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then number three, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Please notice number one, no man can serve two masters. Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." What was Jesus saying? He's simply saying this. No man has the ability to serve two masters at the same time. God's people try it all the time. But they wind up being frustrated because they're trying to violate what Jesus said nobody can do. No man can serve two masters. It is absolutely impossible for you to serve two masters at the same time. It cannot be done. In Luke chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Now, Jesus did not mean hate in the sense that you hate sin, in the sense that you hate unrighteousness. He did not mean that you are to despise your wife, that you are to despise your family, that you are to despise your children, to hate them. He meant hate only in the sense of preference. In Colossians 1:18, the Bible says that in all things he, Christ, might have the preeminence. Listen, folks, the Lord Jesus Christ must take such obvious preeminence to compare your attitude with the Lord with your attitude toward your family and friends is as different as love and hate is different. What was Jesus saying? He was simply saying this. When you make one master and Lord, you automatically make another master, not the Lord. It is absolutely impossible for you to render servant-like obedience to two rival masters at the same time. Because you'll either hate the one and place greater value on the other, or else you will hold to the one and lightly esteem the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, mammon simply means money. It seems in this passage of the Scripture that mammon is the rival that the Lord had in mind in this passage. Matthew 6:24 is not a verse limited to money. Now, that's what mammon refers to, things, material possessions. Jesus is not saying here is the one principle that operates in reference to money. Jesus simply took the absolute statement, no man can serve two masters, and applied it to finances. He could have taken that same principle and applied it to any other area in life. What was Jesus saying? He was simply saying this, you don't have the ability to serve God and mammon as rival masters at the same time. It is impossible. Mark it down, God will share the throne with no rival. Now, there's nothing wrong with things in and of themselves. And as long as things remain in a submissive role to the Lordship of Christ, they can be wonderful servants. But when things seek the right of the Lordship of Christ, that's where the problem develops. You could say the same thing about any number of things. Your family, for example. If you try to serve God and your family on an equal plane, you're going to have problems. It cannot be done. Now, folks, your job is a wonderful thing, and thank God for it. But if you try to serve God and your job on an equal plane, you're going to have problems. Jesus said it cannot be done. You name any rival God you want, not serve God in that thing at the same time. You take the word mammon out, and you insert any word you want, and the same principle applies. No man has the ability to serve two rival masters at the same time. It is impossible. Maybe that's why you're frustrated. Maybe that's why things don't come together. Maybe that's why you can't seem to get going in your Christian life. Maybe that's why your prayers seem to be ineffective. You don't seem to have any power with God. Perhaps you're trying to serve two rival masters at the same time. Well, my dear Christian friends, you're trying to do something that God Almighty said nobody can do. That is, no man can serve two masters. Don't you see? You're trying to prove Jesus Christ, the Son of God, a liar. And you're going to find out that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, told the truth. No man can serve two masters at the same time. It's impossible. Try it. Try it for a lifetime. And you will come to the same conclusion that Jesus did. No man can serve two masters. It is impossible. God's people try it all the time, and they wind up being frustrated because they're trying to violate what Jesus said nobody can do. That is, no man can serve two masters. Number two, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, in James 1:8, James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James took the word for twice and the word for soul, and he put them together. Our King James translators translated it double-minded. It literally means a two-souled man. What was James saying? He's simply saying this. A double-minded man is a man who tries to have two souls at the same time. And if a man tries to have two souls at the same time, he will be unstable in all his ways. What a perfect picture of a man who's trying to serve two masters at the same time. Who is trying to do what God wants and trying to do what he wants. Who is trying to be what God wants and trying to be what the world wants. Perhaps that's your problem. You're trying to satisfy God and satisfy your flesh at the same time. Brethren, you're beating your head against the spiritual wall because you're trying to serve two rival masters at the same time. You're trying to serve God some of the time, yet you have some things you want to accomplish. You have some things you want to do in this life. You're trying to make those some sort of a rival master. You serve God on Sundays. You serve God on Wednesdays. You divide your life into little compartments, and you say, in this area, God is supreme, and in this area, I'm going to operate by another principle. God's people do it all the time. You need to understand the principle that everything belongs to God, not just to time. It's not like you can take income and say, well, one-tenth is God's, but the other 90% is mine. That's false thinking. It all belongs to God. You cannot have him be Lord of most of it, or even 10% of it. Brethren, he has got to be the Lord of it all. In James 1:8, James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you are unstable, there is a reason you are unstable. And the reason is you're trying to serve two rival masters at the same time. You just cannot settle on living for the Lord all the time. You come to church on Sunday night, and you get under conviction. You say, I'm going to get right with God, and God is going to be number one in my life. Monday morning, you go to work, and the environment at work begins to overcome you, and so you begin to act like the world. You begin to talk like the world. You begin to think like the world. You begin to follow the world's pursuit of things. And by the next day, you're serving yourself, or you're serving some other desire. You come to church on Wednesday night, you get with God's people, you say, I want to be like them. That is, I'm going to serve the Lord and do right. Thursday comes around, you get off track. Friday comes around, you get in the same mess. And by Saturday, you're miserable. On Sunday morning, you get with God's people, you get under the preaching word of God, and you say, I'm going to live for God and do right. And so you live for the Lord on Sunday and on Wednesday, and from time to time, You live for yourself from time to time. And God says you're an unstable mess. By the way, you're unstable in all your ways. It's not limited just to the spiritual. You see, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not only do you make a poor Sunday school teacher, listen, you make a poor businessman. Not only do you make a bad choir member, listen, you make a bad dad. You cannot confine your influence to life in one area. If you're unstable, if you're double-minded, if you're trying to serve God in something else, you are unstable in all your ways, the Bible says. So let me ask you something. Are you frustrated in your business because you're double-minded? Are you frustrated in your marriage because you're double-minded? Are you frustrated in your standards because you're double-minded? Are you frustrated in your daily walk with the Lord because you're double-minded? If you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. It affects every area of your life. You see, a double-minded man suffers from several things. He suffers from split loyalties. He runs back and forth trying to please both, but pleasing neither. You say, preacher, this is what I'll do. I'll serve God some of the time, but I have some things I want to accomplish. I have some things I want to do. I'll do this thing, whatever it is. Mammon, lust, greed, popularity. What happens? God is unhappy with you, and the flesh is not satisfied. You see, folks, the flesh is like the Lord Jesus in the sense that it wants absolute rule. The flesh does not want restraints. The flesh does not want limitations. The flesh does not want to be denied. The flesh wants to rise up and be the boss. And I promise you, folks, the Lord wants to be the boss. A double-minded man not only suffers from split loyalties, but he also suffers from spiritual guilt. So let me ask you something else. Are you trying to figure out some kind of a way to be at peace with guilt? You're not willing to turn from that sin that produces the guilt. And so you're trying to figure out some kind of a way to accommodate guilt so that you can live with it. Well, you better hope and pray you never figure out any kind of a way that makes peace with guilt. You need to get rid of it. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A double-minded man not only suffers from split loyalties and spiritual guilt, he also suffers from a loss of spiritual power with God. Any rival master to which you give any allegiance to will drain your spiritual power with God. You're powerless in your prayer life for a reason. You're prayerless in your witness for the Lord for a reason. You're prayerless over sin for a reason. You're prayerless because you have two masters and thus you're unstable in all your ways. I'm simply saying this. If you're right now trying to render servant-like obedience to two rival masters at the same time, it will produce split loyalties, spiritual guilt, and a loss of spiritual power with God. So we've noticed, number one, that no man can serve two masters. Jesus said it's impossible. God's people try it all the time, and they wind up being frustrated because they're trying to do something that Jesus said nobody can do. Then we notice, number two, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But notice, number three, choose you this day whom you'll serve. In Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, Joshua said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods the Amorites in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What was Joshua saying? He's simply saying this, if you don't want to serve the Lord, serve somebody. Well, what was Joshua saying? Well, he said, that's interesting. The Christian life boils down to decisions. The successful Christian life is made one decision after another. It does not happen any other way. You're going to serve someone or serve some or something. Well, what are you going to serve? Cannot serve two masters, Jesus said. It cannot be done. Then you need to choose who will be your Lord. In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. You say, preacher, what must I do? You need to love the Lord. Somewhere along the way, you need to fall in love with God. Jesus Christ must have absolute lordship over every area of your life. He must have lordship over your time. He must have lordship over your talents. He must have lordship over your possessions. Don't you see? Every decision must be the Lord's. Every desire must be His. You see, in Romans 13, 14, the Bible says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fill the lust thereof." What is the Bible saying here? The Bible is simply saying this: make no room for the flesh, none whatsoever. In Psalm 86, verse 11, the psalmist said, "Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." What was the psalmist saying? He's simply saying this: let me serve the Lord with all my heart. Question, what was the secret to Paul's life? The secret to Paul's life, folks, is that he served the Lord. That man served the Lord with all his heart. But can that be said of you today? Do you serve the Lord with all your heart? No division, no provisions for the flesh, nothing for yourself. Just think, if you would serve the Lord and love Him, love Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you might have the kind of life the Apostle Paul had. In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, Paul writes, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus." What was Paul saying? He's simply saying this, folks: I'm committed. I'm committed with all my heart. And then we notice Mark 8:34, Jesus said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." What was Jesus saying? He's simply saying this: if you're going to come after me, if you're going to follow me, I've got to be first. I've got to be first in your life. I've got to be first in your dreams. I've got to be first in your plans. I've got to be first in your ambitions. I've got to be first in your goals. I've got to be first in your marriage. I've got to be first in your dating. I've got to be first in your home. I've got to be first in your business. I've got to be first in your church. I've got to be first in your standards. I've got to be first in your vocation. I've got to be first. Listen, I've got to be first. I have got to be first in your life. 1 Kings 18:21, Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him." So let me ask you something. Is He your Lord? If He is your Lord, let Him be Lord of everything. Let Him be Lord of your family, Lord of your friends, Lord of your finances. Let Him be Lord of your dreams, Lord of your plans, Lord of your ambitions, Lord of your goals. Let Him be Lord of your home, Lord of your business, Lord of your church. Let Him be Lord without question. No room for any other rival. No room for any other master, only the Lord. Brethren, you need to settle this in your mind. Who will be your Lord? Will it be the world with all of its pleasures? Will it be the flesh with all of its appetites? Will it be the devil with all of his lying offers of satisfaction? Choose you this day whom you'll serve. Will you serve the Lord and things, or the Lord only? Are you going to serve the Lord and worries and fears, or the Lord only? Are you going to love the Lord and carnal lust and pleasures, or the Lord only? Are you going to serve the Lord, personal ambitions and plans, or the Lord only? Brethren, choose you this day whom you'll serve. You see, Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, "No man can serve two masters." It cannot be done. "For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. And a double-minded man, got it? A believer who tries to violate that principle is unstable in all his ways. So why not just choose you this day who you are going to serve? And whomever you choose to serve, you serve Him. Brethren, you love Him. I mean, you love Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength.